Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out.
Lyrics,
killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak. I'm the man in the street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
And you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 31. And that M period, A period, N period stands for Music, Activism, News, abbreviation, acronym. For those checking out 3342 on blogtalkradio.com, call 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, or concerns. MP3 format, you can send in music and commercials to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You could also check out our three disclaimers, which we'll get out of the way right now. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press one. Now, let me give you a couple of things that's going on. As you can check out Common Sense Radio, Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. The Twitter page is Alfred Porter JR1. That's Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1. Or Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. That's Hip Hop Workshop 2. Instagram is JR Alfred Porter. Facebook is Joseph Motley JR period. You can Facebook Kent and Angelica. You can Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. You can Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. You can definitely check out the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio. It's Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceOfRadio.com before the Queens Court at 6 p.m. And you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. That's the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can YouTube Miss Commentary Cleveland. Man in the Street 13, which is on Twitter, Man in the Street 13. You can also check out www.templabor.org or thelogtv.com. Also, the YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records YouTube channel, We Are Cleveland. as I do what I'm supposed to do and make sure we get more information out to you. I am going to at least look and give you all the information that I know you all need. And my best bet is to make sure that you know that. My thing is, if I don't do it, I won't get to it. And that's a shame, but I just wouldn't, because the phone callers will come in and they'll swap me with a whole bunch of stuff going on, and I won't even. Okay, so let's look at what I need to look at, which is making sure that everybody knows what's about to happen. And some things that's coming up that you need to know about is none other than the fact that August the 6th is the fish fry from 1 to 6 p.m. at 15400 Kinsman Road, the House of Refuge Worship Center. Dinners are $10, and they deliver at 216-303-1615. And then August 7th, that's that Saturday, Youth Community Day, 1 to 5 p.m. at 15400 Kinsman Road, the House of Refuge Worship Center. Elder Swanson, you could call the number of 216-323-3237. That's 216-323-3237. Now, the reason I'm letting you know is because that is coming up. You also need to know that none other than, as I look at everything, one of the messages that came out this evening is that tomorrow, assistance is needed for 87-year-old dementia grandmother dealing with a grandson that is suffering from severe mental health issues. The family called and reported it 15 times, and elderly abuse 8 times. He keeps getting out and coming back. He also has a criminal record with domestic violence, and he's a registered sex offender. That is tomorrow, Tuesday morning, at 10 a.m. The grandmother's name is Rosie Williams. The grandson, Terrence DeBose, and that's located at 3699 East 103rd Street, 44105. That's 3699 East 103rd Street, 44105. So after having gotten certain things out of the way, this might be a easy day before elections. So I would like to say a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Top 10, starting at number 10, working our way to the number one big thing, Princess Dia. That's debuting. Princess Dia has a couple of songs that came out. Number 9, Strip Buchanan, Mouthpiece by Eric Magnus. Number 8, Let Them Know, 2021, Black House Sound. You could always check out Joseph Motley Jr. That's his solo. Number 7, CUMR, Cleveland Underground Music Radar, Volume 6. Number 6, The Mark Morant Story Uncut. You can find it on YouTube. The Mark Morant Story Uncut, almost 10,000 views. AYD, Black House Sound, Sheriff Kilroy, Mo Dog Chill. The beat was by Joseph Motley Jr. The video, GMS, Hood Famous TV. Number 5, debuting, HGS Music, On Deck, Red Lion Tattoo. Second annual hip-hop celebration at Red Lion Tattoo, East 40th and St. Clair, Friday and Saturday, with a Wooster skate shop ramp for skateboarding. Number 4, debuting, Chicalia Resto Bar, which was Friday. It was the Vigatron CD release featuring the Warrens. Number 3, debuting, the B-Boy Summit, downtown over the weekend. Pop Locket and all of that. Number 2, debuting, Rock Your Locks, East 105 Culture Affair with Rob Johnson. That was yesterday. Number 1, debuting, Board of Elections events, from Souls of the Polls to the March, all of the Board of Elections events. It was so many. That's all I can say. It was just so many. I want to at least say that people that were lost recently, we have to look at the fact that ZZ Top, the group that made Legs and a couple of other songs, She's Got Legs, played their first concert on the past weekend since the death of bassist Dusty Hill. So Dusty Hill, their bassist from ZZ Top, he passed. Also, somebody else, I want to make sure I get the indigenous brother's name right, Saginaw Grant, Native American character actor, passed. Saginaw, Saginaw Grant, prolific Native American character actor and hereditary chief of the Sac and Fox Nation of Oklahoma, passed at the age of 85. The thing is, when you talk about him, he had certain things, you know, certain roles, and he began acting in the late 1980s and played character roles in dozens of movies and television shows over the last three decades, including The Lone Ranger, The World's Fastest Indian, and Breaking Bad. And he traveled around the world to talk about Native American culture. So there you go. With these things being said, I appreciate people who at least took the time to listen to the program. I know it's the day before elections. The staff at Al Porter, Man in the Street, they looked to see who are some of the people that they could at least, if nothing else, endorse. Republican, conservative side in the primary for the 11th Congressional District went to none other than, and I was surprised by this, but I'm not going to argue with the staff, Laverne Jones Gore. She had a challenger for the Republican primary, but she's the one that the program chose to endorse. And as far as the Democratic primary goes, I had a chance to at least open up and speak for Nina Turner. I've said great things about her. Chantel Brown, I've said excellent things about her. Even got a chance to open up for her with and introduce her with a freestyle. But the staff here felt that with Chantel Brown, the allegiance, the ties to Armand Boudish, Bill Mason, even at times Kevin Kelly, was too much to overcome. And as far as Nina Turner went, her endorsement of that school levy that hasn't worked out for Cleveland Public Schools when General Donald Walker Brown and others stood up on that, they picked the person who didn't have scandal, but the one who broke the story about Chantel Brown and asked Chantel Brown to withdraw from her role in the Democratic Party, which she didn't do, but the person who broke that story and the person who stood up to and against different interests, including Jewish interests and others, they chose for the Democratic primary. It surprised me, but I'm not going to overrule. That's why you have people on staff. Shirley Smith. Shirley Smith. So there you have it. I'm going to now take the time to sit back, play this track, see how much of it I can get in. Upcoming, it will be soon released, but the thing about it is, why not go ahead to take it on down now? There is an album coming up in the next week and a half. We might get a chance to give a preview or promo on it. A lot of my people I know are taking care of their business and getting things together for the, well, the election's coming up tomorrow. There are a lot of people who are getting up and out, but I'm going to play this particular track. It's Upcoming. I didn't announce it online yet, but the name of the album, it's the title that was given to me by Fathers Lives Matter. They gave me two. CEO, which I wasn't going to make an album named that because HGS Music had already named the album CEO and the single. But the other title that I'm thankful to have, Commander in Chief. And on that album, we are going to have this particular single featuring HJS, Prayers for Most Electrifying, who lost a member of his family. Please keep in mind, when it comes to prayer, also HJS Music, and definitely Prayers for Most Electrifying. And we're going to play the song called The Thunder. I also want to say that for those people who might have missed it, Mama Porter gave a nice little album review for the Strutt Buchanan Eric Magnus project. It's good to see her get more involved in stuff like that because she's always loved music. She listens to gospel. She listens to hip-hop, R&B, pop. Hey, she listens to Michael Jackson and Prince, so they crossed over to the pop appeal side. So anyway, she gave a nice little review of the music. I think she has 2 to 3 other artists that she plans on reviewing as well. I want to thank people who've come by the house to visit Mama Porter, such as Brother Ted, people like HJS who've dropped in. People that I know of offhand, such as, say, Sidera, Mom calls the next one one of her daughters, Sandria. It's been a few Fathers Lives Matter who came through, Brother Art McCoy. It's been some people who came through Commentary Cleveland YouTube, came to drop off a birthday gift with me, but ask about Mama Porter. It's all about her staying fit and healthy because during the pandemic, before I get to the 615 area code with the 894, during the pandemic, I was at fault. I didn't even notice that Mama Porter wasn't getting out and doing the things that she would automatically do. I didn't notice that. And so without the human contact, she was starting to fall behind. I want to thank Danielle Woods because if it wasn't for her, Mama wouldn't have been able to get as many visitors in. You know, she made sure that the place was immaculate. I did my part, and I felt more comfortable with guests coming around to see my mom's. So I want to thank her for that. A lot of that would not have happened if it hadn't have been for that. And I have a lot of other people who say they want to drop in and visit Mama Porter, and I can see why. I can't be selfish. That's not just my mom. She's a lot of people's moms. And there were a couple, Suave, who's come through. There are a lot of people who, it surprised me, brothers who, Pastor Reed, Pastor Tamar, but there were a couple of brothers who were hurt because they were like, we miss seeing Mama Porter. And for those who've lost a parent, I can feel that grief, and I just want to make sure I do what I'm supposed to do so that when everything happens, it's a job well done. So look for more videos featuring Mama Porter. Look for more things. The inaugural video got out of the way, but it's okay. Let me see what the 615 area code with the 894 wants to say. 615-894, what's on your mind?
Man, what's going on? What's going on? What's popping, man? Definitely official, man. Shout out to the mama. You know, that's my mama, too. You see me? You see? You know, this big Eastside, big Tainu, like, man. You know, that's my mama, too, man. So much love to her, man. She's definitely an inspiration, man. She definitely gave me a lot of motivation, man. You know, she was always on my butt about keep going. So, yeah, I definitely got to give her flowers, man. She was definitely a mama when I ain't had one. So, yeah, it's all love to her, man, most definitely.
I'm going to make sure she hears part of this show tonight. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask you, what's going on with you, family?
Man, it's a lot going on, man. You know, got the artists, Kokiana, Eastside Willie, you know, they definitely getting their work in, man, getting their thing going on as far as music. They definitely is tapping in Voice of Radio, thanks to the homie, you know what I'm saying, August 17th, you know, it's definitely a movie. They're going to definitely come through there, you know what I'm saying, promoting new music, you know what I'm saying. But my biggest show right now is September 18th. That's out the Big Half Night. Big Half Nerve DJ, DJ Johnny Yo, you feel me? Definitely will be in Cleveland from the 16th to the 20th. For another DJ's anniversary weekend, you know what I'm saying? So at the Odeon Nightclub, you know what I'm saying? You know, we all know it's at Earth Nightclub, but you know it's the Odeon. Yeah,
right,
so
right.
Nerve DJ's anniversary, I'm going to definitely be out there, you know what I'm saying? Promoting, you know, definitely supporting the whole cause, the whole movement, you know. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be lovely.
Man. You gotta school some of us on something, and that is,
man,
how are you able to maintain relationships in music and cultivate new ones? Like, you have left out of the area, but you didn't leave because you've been putting artists in this area and hooking them up with large programs, from Now Nerve DJs to my radio shows, to other entities, and you've also been getting new artists in. Talk to me about how that is.
It's called focus, man. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's called focus. The reason why a lot of people fall off on that type of situation is because everybody want to be the head. You know what I'm saying? You have to learn how to be the tail to support the head before you can be the head. And a lot of people get their pride. A lot of people get their pride to what a point there they don't feel like they can be the tail to support the head. Okay, so I mean, I don't know, until you can actually get out the pride and actually want to be a team instead of having that I mentality, you won't be able to do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, for me, you already know Cleveland, they have a lot of talent, but everybody want to be better than the next person. So we can't be the new Atlanta, or we can't be who we need to be, because everybody is competing. Everybody's competing. So nobody really want to show love and support to the next person because they want to be better than the next person. So in my situation, where I done been through it so long, I done did it for so many years to the point where I love to see people make it. You know what I'm saying? I love to see my work ethic get bigger than what it is. Okay? That's why I call it.
Right.
I don't call it fame. That's what people call it. I don't call it fame. I call it work. You know what I'm saying? Because if it's work ethic, it's going to always build. It's going to always build. It's going to keep going. Fame is just going to stay there for a certain amount of time. Fame is like money. You spend it, it's going to be gone. You know what I'm saying? So that's what people mind frame that now. They're too stuck on the fame. And then I see another situation where you have these labels and you have these promoters and you have these A&Rs. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say names. I'm going to just speak from experience. You know what I'm saying? You have all these different types of people that can put people on, but they don't put people on the right way. You got people that's signing people and putting people on for the look and not the talent. Oh, this person look like they can sell music, I'm going to put them on. If they look like they can pack out a show, I'm going to put them on. You know what I'm saying? What's the difference from music and material things? You know what I'm saying? That material thing is going to be gone. The look is going to be gone. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The game is different from how we used to move and promote it. I'm lost on the game now. It's different. It's very different.
Man.
But see, I just called in and show love, you feel me, and support the cause, support the movement. But August 17th is going down, Coking on the East Side, Willie. And September 18th, September 16th through 20th is going down. You know what I'm saying? Cleveland, Ohio, Odeon Nightclub, Nerve DJ's anniversary, Team New Life, Big Half, Daniel, and a lot of other artists.
Man, I appreciate the phone call. It's uplifted. I'm going to play this next track, send it out to Day Made, send it out to other people who liked it. This was one of Mama Porter's personal favorites, and a few others that I know. I got to play that one song because it says a lot. The name of the song is For You. Brother Eastside, what was your mind frame at? Where was it when you made that song?
It was more like life, man. It was more like I'm explaining you everything instead of just showing you. I can explain it to you better.
Got you. I hear you. Man, thank you so much for calling in. May you enjoy everything, and we look forward to having, oh, my goodness, it's going to come up real quick, too, the 17th of August on voiceitradio.com. Hey, I appreciate you for calling in. Thank you, brother.
What's up?
Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, I'm going to shut my mouth and let the track do what it's supposed to do. I will talk to you soon.
Life I chose, the air I breathe, the blood I bleed.
I gave it all to you, yo. I did it all for you, yo. I do it all for you, yo. But I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just tryna live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just tryna live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I gave it all for you.
Thank you.
All right. I also want to throw out there that, hey, check on your loved ones during this pandemic. Just do that because, again, I missed a lot of signs. I'm not going to go by what anybody else missed. I'm going to say to me, I missed a lot of signs. And it's going to take a lot of hard work to at least get Mama Porter back to where she used to be, around people and everything else. And that's a main focus and goal of mine. And I'm glad to see her able to get out there, enjoy music and everything else. Again, yeah, this is my thing. I got to thank Daymade for making it. Daymade made it very easy, she did, for me to be able to handle a lot of things that happened, and I'm thankful for that. I want to also throw out there on my 16-foot step ladder for my soapbox that, you know, Kenny Rogers, he should have been a poet laureate. He should have been a poet laureate. He should have been one because he said some of the greatest things on the face of the planet. You've got to know when to hold them, when to hold them, know when to fold them, when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money while sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting money when a deal is done. Now, the plain dealer had been saying that Ken Johnson, for Ward 4, was a crooked politician. Scene Magazine had been writing up that Ken Johnson was a crooked politician. Dantes Taylor, who's now running as a write-in for Ward 4, had warned us 3 years ago that Ken Johnson was a crook. We all knew that Ken Johnson was a crook. Now, you all might say, you shouldn't say that because you should say alleged. All right. Well, I'm alleging that he's a crook. So anyway, 16-foot step ladder for my soapbox. Everybody warned him. He sat there. He should have known. If they got Jimmy DeMore, if they got Unan Ward, he should have done what Mayor Mike White did of Cleveland when they were investigating him. Mayor Mike White ran. Now, Akron, Ohio, Friday, a federal trial in Akron that lasted about a week and a half. A jury found Cleveland City Councilman Kenneth Johnson and his assistant Garnell Jameson guilty of all charges related to the accusation that they conspired to steal federal funds and divert the money to bank accounts controlled by Johnson. Johnson was found guilty on all counts, two counts of conspiracy to commit federal program theft, six counts of federal program theft, five counts of aiding and assisting in the preparation of false tax returns, one count of tampering with a witness, and one count of falsification of records in a federal investigation. That's 15. Count them, 15. Boy, if it was Booker T from wrestling, it would be 15, 15, 15, 15. Okay, you just have to say it 15 times, champion of fraud. Anyway, Jameson, 61, of Cleveland, was found guilty of 11 counts, including federal program theft and tampering with a witness. Johnson will be sentenced on October 8th at 1 p.m. Jameson will be sentenced on October the 8th at 2 p.m. They are allowed to stay on bond but can't have any communication with any prosecution witnesses or they will be sent to jail. Johnson has been a council member since 1980. Throughout the trial, prosecutors painted Johnson as a scheming politician who was primarily concerned with lining his own pockets. And according to the prosecutors, Johnson concocted several schemes over the years to pocket reimbursement money for services never performed and to steal federal funds. Prosecutors stated that between January 2010 and October 2018, Johnson submitted falsified paperwork to obtain a $1,200 reimbursement each month. Attorneys said that each council person is able to submit up to $1,200 each month for services performed. that benefit their ward. In Johnson's case, no such services were ever done. Prosecutors for the case said Johnson abused the relationship he had with city recreation manager Robert Fitzpatrick in order to cheat the system out of more than 100 $1,200 checks. Back in 2010, prosecutors said that Fitzpatrick performed around 2 months of work but was never paid for it. But Johnson's paperwork said Fitzpatrick continued to do work each month for years on end in order to get the $1,200 maximum allowed through city reimbursement. Furthermore, prosecutors said Johnson conducted a scheme to steal federal grant money from the Buckeye Shaker Square Development Corporation, which is what Dantes Taylor was telling anybody who'd listen, but everybody ignored him. Johnson's attorney, Myron Watson, pushed back on accusations that Johnson was corrupt and asked the jury not to fall for the labeling and stereotypes of politicians, and said the government wanted to paint Johnson as someone who pillaged the Buckeye neighborhood, but evidence showed that is not the case. Use a lie and the truth ain't in you. Anyway, with Johnson's guilty verdict, he's no longer a city councilman. There you go. He's just no longer a city councilman. He should have known when to hold him, when to fold him, when to walk away, know when to run. But he didn't. Oh, wait a minute. 216-235. That's 216-235. 216-235. How are you?
What's going on? Hey, this is Major Taps. What's going on, Brother Al?
I'm doing well. What about you?
I'm good. Taking one day at a time.
I hear you.
What was that you were saying? You said who represented Ken Johnson?
You know, I just forgot who that Watson or that attorney was, but
Myron
I gotta
Watson?
Look at that.
Myron Watson?
Yes.
Wow. It's a bunch of effery going on. All right, well, you see what goes down, man.
I'm
gonna say this, man. I can go into all detail about stuff, but like to our leaders and stuff, man, to our so called black leaders and stuff, the ones that's running for councilman, getting in office and stuff, getting prepared for that position, mayors, things of that nature, congressmen, women, men, things of that nature and stuff like that. Make sure, man, when y'all put that suit on, man, make sure y'all doing stuff legit. It's a bunch of effort
going on.
You know, the names I just heard, man, it makes a lot of sense why it makes a lot of sense why the representation went the way it did and the verdict came out the way it did, which it should have. Cause like, Buckeye finally getting their roads fixed up. Buckeye been so jacked up. So you see where the money went.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so most definitely and stuff. And Ken, like, that guy, it best not say nothing to me and stuff like that, you know? It's just, I'm tired of the effery in Cleveland. There's a lot of nonsense going on in Cleveland with our black politicians and stuff. So you're going to be in office, man. Be legit. My name is Major Taps. A lot of y'all know my face, you know. Y'all need to be legit, though. It makes me, that's why it sickens me, you know what I'm saying, hesitant on even getting into politics. Though I know it's important to get into politics and stuff like that with the nonsense that goes on and stuff, you know. Besides that, I want y'all to go out and vote for Dantes Taylor. You know, he had an event Saturday. We could have had more people out there to show some support. So it's okay. It's okay. Because we're going to do whatever we can to push his brother to get him in his position. Besides that, my condolences to the family of Crazy D.
Brother
Suave posted something up. And I just talked to him like some months ago on my Facebook. I didn't know that he had recently passed back in March, and Brother Suave posted something on his Facebook account, and giving condolences, things of that nature. I was shocked. You know, me and Crazy D, I've been known Crazy D since I was a youngin. I'm sure you do too, Al.
Yes, sir.
I'm reaching on to you guys, and you know, though Crazy D, man, he was a cool brother, man. He always put on for Cleveland. He always talked about Cleveland and stuff like that. You know, always, it's something big for Cleveland, He was doing something where he could as an entrepreneur, you know what I mean, to represent Cleveland and stuff. He even took his talents out to L.A.
Right.
And still representing us. So I thank him for that. He was still representing us, you know, even when he moved out there. So
yes, he did.
Big ups to Crazy D, R&P, Rest of Power. You know, my condolences go out to his family. You know.
Yeah, at Crazy D, it was the insanity is that last year around March, Crazy D came from out of town, filmed myself freestyling, filmed Suave Gotti freestyling, came to Voice It Radio. I had interviewed him. He chopped it up and edited it, put it on a video, had Bernadette Stannis from Good Times on the same video, had Monique on there, and it's just like, he came back and he showed love to the region. So continue on with what you're saying.
So did, man. So did. Man, he had the webisodes that he was doing.
Yes.
That was big us. You know, you already, he had that shop right there on Warrensville. Before he had the shop in Warrensville, I think he had that shop still in Warrensville, though. He had a shop in Maple on Broadway.
Right.
And stuff, and then he just bounced back to his original shop. So you remember the song, Hoodland CDs and Mo. Hoodland CDs and Mo. You can go in there, get you a copy. Like, he had all the new latest tracks and stuff. Like you can go in there, make your own personalized copy. He would make a personalized copy for you of the songs that's hot right now. Put it on a CD. You know what I'm saying? I hired me tracks. You know what I'm saying? Got on there. That's basically how much you're going to pay for. You know what I'm saying? It was nice, though. So big up to Crazy D, man. He was a cool brother, man. He was cool. We got, you know what I'm saying, make sure we're looking after each other, make sure we're checking on each other, make sure we stand up on our health and things of that nature. I don't know what the causes was. No, I ain't going to even say what I think it is, though I need more research on what the causes. Though he was still fairly young, man.
Yeah.
So, my condolences to Crazy D and his family, RIP, brother. For real.
I'm going to put it out there that it looks like August the 12th will be the man-to-man program at the Dialogue Center, 15415 Kipling Avenue. That's 15415 Kipling Avenue, 6 to about 7:15 p.m., But here's the key. I know you'll be working through there. But next Wednesday, a week from this Wednesday, now this Wednesday at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, we'll be talking to everybody on Kipling, all the committee chairs. We'll be talking to them. But the following Wednesday is August the 11th. And the reason that I'm bringing it up now is because on August the 11th, which is a Wednesday at Black on Black Crime Headquarters, we have to celebrate because August the 11th, believe it or not, has officially been recognized as by, of all people, has been recognized as Hip Hop Celebration Day by unanimous consent. As the U.S. Senate passed Senate Resolution 331, designating the date hip-hop was born at the DJ Kool Herc-hosted back-to-school party in the Bronx as a national holiday. So August is now Hip-Hop Recognition Month.
Okay.
And November is Hip-Hop History Month, according to the Senate. So with that being said, it turns 48 August the 11th, and the recognition by Congress is astounding. So next Wednesday, August the 11th, we will be celebrating at Black on Black Crime Incorporated one of the brothers who has done a lot, who is retiring. Tommy, he's done so many stories for News 5, including one which spotlighted the hip-hop workshop. And so, with that being said, we're going to at least recognize him with some kind words and thoughts, with, of course, our brother Tommy Livingston, who's been a camera person for News 5. But I would like to ask you, would you, if before we start our meeting, or we might start the meeting, have our panel, and then go downstairs and celebrate with cake and some other stuff like that. But to have you do and use the stage downstairs for a tap dancing exhibition as best as possible, and we'll have you speak upstairs for 4 or 5 minutes about your thoughts on hip-hop and being a business owner and being with the hip-hop workshop and everything like that. So we would love for you to be one of our key panelists.
It would be an honor.
Man, I thank you so much. The honor is definitely mine as well. I just wanted to throw that out there for August the 11th. It means big things popping, and I'll appreciate that. I thank you so much for that. And before you go, I have to ask you, Major Taps, you know, I look at and love the CD, you know, The Rise of the Taps.
Yes, sir.
Listen to it. I'm going to do my best to have a special guest person review it, one that will remain nameless, but a special person to review it. But this was like, and I have your material. I have some of your material.
Yeah.
Why is this like the best work you've done? Talk to me about what went into, you know, the Rise of the Taps.
This one I literally took my time with. I didn't want to rush a project. My last project, I kind of took my time with that, but I feel like I kind of rushed that more because I was just eager to get out here and let people hear, you know what I'm saying, my style, my voice, and, you know what I'm saying, my new age I can add to hip-hop. I am adding to hip-hop. So this one, I really wanted people to get more in-depth of, you know what I'm saying, my rhymes, and especially with my hook, and I wanted them to get more intertwined. Like, I gave them hook one on the last album, but this time I wanted to give them more tap dancing along with the rap style, you know, give them a better formation and give them a better formula, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've grown, basically. You know what I'm saying? I continue to do that. Like, each album I drop, I'm just going to continue to show you my growth. So that's where I'm at with this album. That's why I call this Rise of the Taps. You know?
So
the first one was basically, the first album was really like a rough draft of me onto, you know what I'm saying, this long journey. So this one's called Rise of the Taps. It's like, I'm here now. Like, let's get it. Like, I'm going to let y'all hear. Y'all going to hear me. Like, most definitely. So that's why I had to something like that. So, yeah, I really put nonsense of work into this project.
Man, I appreciate it. It shows, even though I love No Justice and No Peace and the video, man, that gets your mind right. I really love the fact that your video, you took chances. The message was nice. It was entertaining. So, man, I just appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate you, bro. Yeah, that video, get your mind right. You know, I shot that right in front of my late grandmother's house. The house you see of me, that's my late grandmother and grandfather's house right there on Harrison. So that video really mean a lot to me, and I did that just, you know what I'm saying? My grandma ain't, you know what I'm saying? You know what the song's talking about. My grandma ain't do none of that, though. So I just had to represent just that street, you know what I'm saying, and that house.
Gotcha.
And stuff like that. So, yeah. So I wanted to put a lot into that, you know. So I just want people just to enjoy it. I got the song. You guys want to hear the song all the time, you know. I got the song right now. It's on Amazon. It's on Tidal. It's on Spotify. And I got a song for the ladies that's about to drop. That's going to be real
hot.
It's called Authentic Women. That's going to be on Tidal and Spotify. I'm not yet sure for a video, though the song will be on those platforms, Tidal, eBay, Spotify, things of that nature. And it's a decent song. It ain't, you know what I'm saying?
ain't disrespecting women, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, bitch, shake that ass and all that, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying shake it, you know what I'm saying? Though I ain't calling them
bitches
hoes, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving them a better definition of what, you know what I'm saying? It's okay to have fun, ladies, because ladies like to have fun. That's facts, you know? But, like, as far as with brothers disrespecting them and all that type of stuff, you know what I mean? That, you know what I'm saying? That ish got to stop, you feel me? So this track, like, really for y'all, like, this going to be y'all, and, like, this y'all, this going to be y'all, y'all anthem, yo. You know what I'm saying? I
okay.
Y'all like this. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to front. Ladies, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I keep it cool, modest and stuff like that, though. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got that freak in them. You know what I'm saying? That's okay. It's okay. I don't mean to sound like that, but I'm saying, you know. But, like, this is a song where you can have fun, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You chilling with your dude, whatever. The fellas, you chilling with your lady. You know what I'm saying? You just having a good time. Just in general and stuff. But this is an anthem for y'all, though. It's representing y'all. Y'all the queens of this earth. You know what I'm saying? Y'all the queens of the dance, real talk. Y'all authentic. You know what I'm saying? And it's a message behind it. It's not just, you know what I'm saying, doing some grown-up stuff or whatever. This is a song about, a woman that is, like I said, she clean, unique, she don't got to be all ratchet or whatever, you know what I'm saying? What's the word I got to say for this? It's an uplifting song. It's a uplifting song for authentic women. And it's not disrespectful at all, you know what I'm saying? It's a fun adult song. I'm not going to suggest to let the children hear it, you know what I'm saying? Though it's a song for, you know what I'm saying, beautiful, authentic women. And we're talking about beautiful, independent women at that.
I like that. The message is
authentic women when it comes to that. I'm talking about authentic women when it deals with dealing with the fake eyelashes, the hair, the silicone breast, and you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All that, you know what I'm saying? Because that's basically destroying our women and stuff like that. That's a better way I could basically put it.
I like it, man. Authentic women. Man, I'm looking forward to that song hitting out.
Right. Yeah, I'm sorry, too. I make sure it come out because, it's still summer, so why not put it out there?
Go ahead, man. Hey, I appreciate you calling in. I'm looking forward to that. And, hey, keep doing what you're doing, brother. As a matter of fact, when the show ends, I'm going to go through and re-listen to that. It's out with me right now that,
cool.
You know, the rise of the tap, so I appreciate you. Keep going, brother, and thanks for the phone call.
Hey, brother, appreciate it. Propriety NT, we up.
Yes, indeed. I didn't even get a chance to mention that Get Your Mind Right, which also features Almighty FX. That's a brother who has some hot music as well. Put some hot bars down on that particular track. As a matter of fact, Almighty FX was, he had a cameo in No Justice, No Peace, along with Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven, myself. So that was hot. Speaking of a song for the ladies, I'm going to put on Emax the Image. Go back to CMHA Cleveland's Most Hated Artist. That album, the brother who produced the song was none other than Emax the Image, and he did the singing. He did the vocals. He was just nice enough to let me mess up his record with some lyrics. So I want to give a big shout out because his original version, it didn't have a rap on there. And before I play the song, long story short, people, follow through with what you say you're going to do, because if not, somebody else might step over you and do it. Because I remember when the OPN, they had their belts and Bless the Box rap battles and all of that. And so Emax was playing a song, and it had a long break, enough for 16 bars. And I remember the Big Legs song, Big Legs, and it was a nice record. And the break would come in, and I just thought it. I was like, man, that's a great song to drop lyrics to. But Ray the Shark and, of course, none other than Chris Bleek, Both of those guys were like, we want to do the, we want to drop bars on that song. We want to drop bars on that song. We got to drop bars on that song. They said it month after month after month after month after month, about 6 months worth, give or take. And then when Emax and when the night kind of faded out, they never came to that. And so 6 months later, I said, you know something? I'm going to write some lyrics for that. And Emax was like, yeah, the song's still available for some lyrics. And so that's how my bars ended up on there, because fortunately for me, they didn't follow through. And this is the result. Talk to you all soon. Enjoy.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah. 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 Well, I'm in the club. In the club. In the club. Looking for my
leave. You know, it doesn't matter who. Go out there, exercise your right to vote, because nobody's all bad. Nina Turner was the first person, you know, Marsha Fudge never did, so she was the first one to actually meet with activists and hear their concerns. That's what Nina Turner was the first one to do that. Now, Chantel Brown, she reached out to a younger demographic. Nina Turner reached out to a more progressive bracket. Chantel Brown, even bust some lyrics. She's got some flows. I want to also say Latique Shabazz. Now, Nina Turner also says she's for reparations. Latique Shabazz is for reparations as well. Alternative from the East Cleveland area. There's another Shabazz who's running. Young man with young views. We also have Pamela Pinckney and Butts, who's an activist who's running for the Congressional District 11 seats. So it's all about who you're going to pick for yourself. And then the most important thing is, after they're elected, holding them accountable for what they said they're going to do rather than giving them a pass. With that being said, I appreciate you, because there's enough wrong to go around on almost all the candidates. It just is. You could say that Laverne Jones Gore, you know, there's a candidate in a primary running against her on that side of the ticket, who's a new name, that for those people who say, we want a new name, well, you can get one. But the thing is, it's whoever you're going to pick, do that and hold them accountable to what they say they're going to do. That's it for now. Thank you. Be blessed. Peace.